Okay, we're back with Tell It Like It Is, and I'm glad to say that Katrine Hecker from Animal Kind is here with us in the studios this morning. And hi, Katrine.
Hey, Christina. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Anyway, I am a longtime admirer of yours, and I remember when you got involved with creating Animal Kind, and although you've always been an animal person, so can you tell us a little bit about how Animal Kind, well, first of all, where it's located, and how did you put it together?
Well, Animal Kind is a cat rescue organization. It's located at 721 Warren Street in Hudson, and it's open to the public Thursday through Monday from 12 to 4, so everybody could come in and pet some cats or hopefully take some home. All our animals are rescues, and Animal Kind was formed in 2000. Mm-hmm. That was the time when I came from New York City, moved up to Hudson, and did not think I'm going to be the cat lady of Columbia and Crane County 10 years later. But it was a response to an overwhelmingly number of feral and stray cats in this town.
Yeah.
When I moved up here, I saw all those cats and started feeding them, and then realized that that's not good enough because they also need to be spayed and neutered.
Right.
So through the last 10 years, we basically established very aggressive spay and neuter program for stray and feral cats. We help low-income pet owners to spay their pets.
Which is really important. I mean, I don't know how many people I've referred to you where people want to take care of their animals and they don't have the money to do it. And you help them with that. You work with Humane Shelter?
Well, we have a very close community outreach program. Mm-hmm. And we also are in contract with several local veterinarians who give us low-cost spay and neuter rates.
Mm-hmm.
And also you got to realize the reason we are so focusing on spay and neutering is that there are millions of healthy cats and dogs and puppies and kittens euthanized in shelters nationwide annually.
Yeah.
And we're trying to, you know, approach that cat crisis in a humane way. Mm-hmm. By spay neutering, what's the only effective method in the long run to bring down the euthanasia rate, find more homes for the animals exist, educate the public about the importance of spay neutering, and also help our community, you know, to get it done.
Right. I mean, there's something about quantity and quality, and you can have quantity of life, but quality of life, I think, is really important for both animals and humans. And
I think it's very important for everybody, and especially those animals, cats who've been abandoned and not really cannot fend for themselves, and they suffer. They get sick. They are starving. In the winter, we find a lot of animals basically frozen to death. So
yeah,
we're trying to approach it on many different levels by not just helping the people and their pets, by spay neutering wild cats who are not really adoptable.
Mm-hmm.
And we build shelters for them and feed them on a daily basis.
So they can live out their lives
exactly.
In the wild.
Yep, because they're free spirits, you know, and they should be free. And the stray cats who we find who are usually abandoned house cats who are friendly and, you know, been used to people, those we take into our adoption center, and those are waiting for their forever loving homes.
Oh, I actually have one from your adoption center.
Just one?
Well, he's 20 pounds.
Okay, that counts. This is almost two. Okay.
Yeah, and he talks a lot. But I've actually, my experiences with you guys is I've actually helped raise kittens, which was one of the best experiences of my life, and getting them ready for adoption. So that's part of another aspect of Animal Kind that I think people don't know about, how many volunteers you have who are actually raising litters in their homes, getting them friendly, people-friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, called foster homes.
Yes, exactly.
And we're always in need of those because many of the litters we find when, you know, mom cats were hit by cars or disappeared, we don't know what happened. We have to sometimes bottle feed them. We have to isolate them from adult cats because they are much more vulnerable to any kind of like illnesses. And they need to be socialized since, you know, in their young age, it's very important that they get used to people so they become lovable pets. And we always need more foster homes who take them in, and then we'll take care of everything, and we'll vaccinate them, we'll deworm them, and we'll take them back when they're ready for adoption.
So, Katrine, you're a nonprofit organization, correct?
That's
and
correct.
And you put out a, I think, is it every four times a year, a newsletter?
Yeah.
Or it's a fantastic newsletter. I highly mm-hmm. recommend it.
Yep.
If people wanted to get involved or become a member or donate to Animalkind, how would they do that?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, mm-hmm. what is www.animalkind.info. There's a lot of information on our website, not just our adoptable cute animals. We have videos, we have ways you can help, a lot of information about us and how you can volunteer or donate. All the information is on our website. Okay. So I recommend to visit the website or come to our adoption center. Say hello, meet everybody. It's a beautiful place. All our rescues are free roaming. We don't cage them.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all in pink.
It's all in pink, and we added some leopard skin and fake, of course. We have cat TV now, and somebody donated a kitty wall.
Wait, what's cat TV?
Hey, come on over and check it out. It's actually great. There are DVDs out there made particular for cats, where there's like little mice crawling through bread, birds singing outside, and squirrels running up and down trees. And actually, our cats are mesmerized by it. They love it. Once the TV goes on, they get their seats.
Wow.
So, Katrine, we're running a little bit out of time, but we are going to make this a twice a month segment. So, at some point, people will be able to call in with their questions, correct?
Yeah, perfect.
And you can update us on what's happening in the animal rescue world. I wanted to ask you before we go, I'm forgetting exactly what I wanted to ask you, but are there any last minute things that you want people to keep in their minds?
Well, I would like to, let people know that everybody should have at least one cat. No, actually, no. Let me rephrase that. Every life should have 9 cats. I think that's how they say it, right?
Okay.
So come on over, visit us, and be kind. You know, if you see a stray cat, don't just pass it by. Most of those animals are lost or abandoned.
Okay. Well, I really want to thank you. And I also want to stress again that Animalkind does work in both Columbia and Greene County. So.
Mm-hmm. And we get the requests all the way down from New York City up to Albany, so we're expanding.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Katrine,
for
coming in.
Thank you.
All right.